Praise God. Always a joy to be here when the anointing of God is flowing and all our minister friends are here and staff workers and those that love the Lord, it seems like the most. Those of us that are pressing into the fullness of the things that God has for us.
Amen.
And brother just preached a beautiful sermon on hearing God's voice and on how true that was. And I'd like to talk to you about signs. Signs. Jesus says that in the last days we shall see signs. Signs. Have you ever thought about signs? We just think about road signs for an example. Road signs can tell you how fast to drive, how slow to drive. There's a curve ahead. There's a road coming in from the left, a road coming in from the right. A broken line that says you can pass. An unbroken line that says you really shouldn't pass. A double line that definitely says don't pass. But a double line that one side is broken and the other is not. It tells you the side that is broken can pass if they watch very carefully. I mean, when you just think of road signs alone, there's all kind of road signs.
Yes.
Hospital, school, construction, bridge out. Every one of us drives just about today. Most people drive. And we're used to reading signs. But as Christians, are we reading the signs? The signs that Jesus talked about. I read today that for the first time in the history of the world, you can now go from England or that part of the country the shortest way possible all the way to the Antarctic because the icebergs have melted so much. You can go through that passage now with a ship. First time ever. First time ever. Jesus said we'd see signs. That's a sign of global warming. They tell us it's happening much slower than it's really happening. It's happening a lot faster than it seems like scientists seem to know. Matter of fact, they just found out another truth, the scientists, that as you look with a telescope way out into the universe, you don't see anything. And yet there's all kind of objects there. There's stars there. There's planets there. There's all kind of things there, but they're dark. There's no light. I don't think Big Brother that believes in the boom theory is going to like that. Because if you go to the Bible, Jesus said, talking to our world, let there be light. We have light in our world. That part of the world is just like what the Bible says, outer darkness. Outer darkness. Signs are happening. God told us not too long ago to watch the sky and to watch the water. Were they two of the signs that God was talking to us about? Very possible. How about the earthquakes? We're seeing more earthquakes today ever, ever.
Amen.
It seems like there's hardly a week that goes by anymore. There's not an earthquake somewhere. We just had three of them this past week. Three earthquakes this week. Big ones. Tsunami warnings. This is the first year we've had two hurricanes that struck in the same year and come ashore at the same time. This is the first year in history we had two hurricanes, one from the east, one from the west, both come ashore at the same time. I mean, there are signs out there.
Amen.
Are we listening to the signs? Jesus said you'll see earthquakes. Right now, Lake Superior is at its lowest level ever. Ever. Global warming is taking water out of our Great Lakes. You say, oh, there's been a lot of rain. Yes. The Bible says in the last days there shall be floods. We've had more floods this year, and all around the world they're having a big flood. Right now over in Africa, thousands of lives being lost. And yet they're in a drought just like we're in a drought.
That's right.
You see, floods don't help the drought.
No.
It runs off too fast.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sink in. It doesn't help the drought. We're in a year when we're going to produce the lowest amount of crops that the world has ever seen. And there's already a lackage of food. There's a shortage. Famine, the Bible says. Famine. The signs are there. But are we watching them? You know, we have a lot of wrecks, a lot of accidents on the highways and the roads. And usually it's because somebody didn't pay attention to the signs. They didn't read a sign. And because they didn't read a sign, there was an accident. Are you going to be one of those that get caught in an accident because you haven't read the signs? Is Jesus going to come and you're going to wake up and find out there's no second chance and the church is gone? There's signs out there. But the question is, are we reading the signs? You know, the world will tell us we've got another 50, 100 years. I've heard some big name preachers say we have at least 50 years yet, if not longer. I don't know what signs he's reading, but he's definitely not reading the signs that I read.
That's right.
I can't see 10 years.
Amen.
I'm lucky to see 5 years.
Amen.
And not because I'm getting old and going to die, but because of the signs that I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Signs all over. We could have told them before they ever went to war, according to the Bible, they're not going to win no victory in Iraq, Iran. I mean, those areas there are going to be great news during the tribulation period. Oh, they're going to be far greater than you're seeing them right now. The American dollar is no longer number one.
That's right.
The euro beats it. The yen beats it. And I don't know what the Chinese dollar is called, but that's getting pretty close to being there. Are you looking at the signs? When I was in the military, I forget how many. I think it was 1,200 yen they gave us for a $10 bill. And now we'd probably have to give them $2,000 to get the 1,200 yen. What has happened?
Right.
The Bible tells us, the Bible shows us, it's the plan of the Antichrist to equalize the whole world, that everybody's making basically the same amount of money. Everybody's got the same amount of food. They want our style of living to come to a lower class, which creates more crime, more violence. I mean, their credit cards are to the place right now that they're ready for the mark because the card isn't working. There's too many people that can, you know, get into your email and get all your information and steal your identity. And they got to stop this. And there's only one way to stop them from stealing your identity.
The mark
of the beast.
Amen.
The mark.
Right.
Are you reading the signs? The signs are all around us. You say, well, what do you do? Well, the Bible tells us we've got to live a holy life. We were talking today about how our government, as well as our state, is clamping down on churches. You say, well, it's persecution. No. Back up a little now before we get in a hurry and call it something it's not. What they're saying is if we're going to preach it, then we should live it.
Right.
If we're not going to live it, then we shouldn't preach it. And I'm in total agreement with them. I mean, if we preach it and teach it to our people, we should be living it. And our people should be living it. And if we're not living it, then we can't call ourselves Christians. Are you watching the signs? Are you reading the signs? They're all around. I mean, our government pays for people to go to college today, whether they're qualified for college or not. And who's going to pay the bill? I mean, we're broke. Social Security's just about broke.
Right.
I mean, all the signs are there, but who's reading the signs? When we talk about the next president and we tell somebody it's going to be a woman, they say, oh, no. Well, are you watching her? I'm not voting for her, don't get me wrong. There's nobody that's even close in the polls to her. Nobody.
Right.
And the Bible says we're going to have a woman president. And if she's not elected, you tell me who's on the scene that we know like her for the next 20 years. And as I said, I don't believe we're going to be here that long. So that only leaves us with one person. Are you reading the signs? I'm not saying, as I said, I'm not voting for her. I'm sorry. Glory. I ain't got nobody running against her that I could vote for at the moment. I mean, really, we don't have a lot of choice this time around. And did you hear and read the paper about this last hurricane that suddenly become a hurricane out of nowhere? And they were worried about Louisiana, not because of the hurricane, but because of the flood, the rain. Would the dike hold up? They didn't know. I thought they told us they would. I mean, are you reading the signs? Disaster is knocking at our door. The end is close.
Yes, it is.
I forget how many months this year here alone we set record highs, anywhere from 3 degrees to 10 degrees higher than normal. Global warming again. Next year is going to be worse. I mean, are you reading the signs? They claim they're going to make all this gas, all this fuel, and they've got it. They found 100 trillion barrels of oil under the Rockies. Will we ever see it?
No.
The millionaires wouldn't want us to see it.
No.
Because then they'd have to lower their price and they wouldn't make a penny. And they don't want that. Are you reading the signs? We're talking about signs. Jesus said there'd be signs out there that if we looked at the sign, it would tell us the end was here.
Amen.
And if you're really looking at the signs, you've got to be seeing the end is here. And if the end is here and you're not saved, you better get right. Don't just go to church. Don't just become a member of church. Don't go and get baptized in water. I'd love to see you filled with the Holy Ghost. But most of all, I want to see you saved. I mean really saved.
Yes.
Where you're going to live like Jesus wants you to live. Are you looking at the signs? We had more 90s this year in New York State ever in the history of the Weather Bureau. More.
Yes.
Are you reading the signs? All of our lakes down here are low, so they tell us. And I thought we had a lot of water this year, but when they measure it and tell us how much we didn't get a lot. The signs are there. You know, we can't believe everything that people tell us. We can't believe everything they want us to believe. We've got to look at the signs.
Amen.
Even in Christian, the Bible says you'll know them by their fruits.
Right.
Glory. Not by, oh, I'm a Christian. I go to the First Church of Christ, Jesus only, or whatever. I'm not using anybody's name, just throwing out a name. I'll tell you, it's our life. How are we walking? It's not how, in the old timers used to say that, it's not how high you can jump. It's how straight you can walk when you come down.
Amen.
Are we walking the line? Are we looking at the signs? Do we realize Jesus is coming? And the Bible tells us when we see that, we need to make ourselves ready.
That's right.
We need to prepare. We need to get our house in order.
Amen.
We need to live with everything we got for Jesus. We need to stop trying to hold on to things. You notice we never see for an offering on these radio broadcasts. We never do, so we're not looking for money today. But all the money you're hoarding away, is it going to do you any good when Jesus comes?
That's right.
You might better put it to work.
Amen.
Into a good church that's really living for God. Into something that's really doing a work from God. Stay away from television because you might not find any there. But we need to begin to live as if Jesus was coming. Because all the signs say he's coming. Get yourself ready now.
Dr. Evans is right. We have not asked for offerings. But as Dr. Evans said, you need to have a place to send your offerings, a place that is doing something for God. If God touches your heart, that signs of the times is that place for you, then by all means send us your offerings and your tithe if you do not have a church, because you need to give both tithes and offerings. God said in Malachi chapter 3, we must give both tithes and offerings to avoid being cursed. But if God does not touch you, then please, please send us nothing. How would we use it if you do send it? Good question. I can tell you it will not be used to pay salaries, as none of the signs staff is paid anything, nor will it buy fancy buildings with big old stuffed chairs to sit in. It will, however, buy more radio time that reaches more people and souls for our Lord. Thank you for prayerfully considering supporting Signs of the Times International Ministries. Telling the globe the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. The last days are quickly coming to a close. I may not be on the air much longer because I will not stop preaching against sin. Maranatha.